During public testimony before legislators, Tracy Jones had harsh words for the state program designed to replace welfare and reduce poverty.
The truth of the matter is W-2 has failed. Thousands of poor women and children in Milwaukee, and the end result of that has been a documented increase in poverty, hunger, and hopelessness.
Jones works for the Poverty Network Initiative in Milwaukee. She says W-2 falls short when it comes to education and job skills training, so many women don't have a good chance of getting what jobs may be available. A public interest lawyer who works with W-2 clients agrees. Victoria Selkow of the Economic Justice Institute in Madison says an audit is needed to determine whether clients are getting the services they need to be job ready.
There certainly are cases where participants, particularly those in the W-2 transitions category, are properly assessed and do receive a variety of services. But in my experiences, those kinds of cases are rare.
Carol Medeiros from the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families wants the state review of W-2 to look at wages.
I just wanted to emphasize that the review of the success of former participants be linked to whether they are able to get families supporting wages.
A previous audit of W-2 found that median wages for those in the Welfare to Work program were under $12,000. Critics say statistics showing many people got off welfare rolls were misleading because a number of them had low-paying jobs or had given up looking for work. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.